a high of something like minus 14, minus 15. With the wind chill, it's going to feel a whole lot colder, especially at night and early in the morning. So bundle up. Toyota Canada has asked some of its employees to prove that they were unable to get to work during a recent snowstorm here in southern Ontario. The automaker says its policy is in line with most companies, which can ask for proof when employees are away for any reason. What do you need to justify your absence? CBC contributor Rubina Ahmed Haq has more.
Can you think of anything more Canadian? You wake up, there's 2 feet of snow at your front door, and you're due at work in 45 minutes. Many workers I spoke to said that is a good enough reason to take a snow day.
There's no point in going to work and taking 3 hours to go one way and 3 hours back.
What's more important than your safety? Like, it's just work. You can go tomorrow and make the work for today.
If it's a hazard to your health, you're not going to come in. A day of work is not worth your life.
Lisa Stamm is an employment and labor lawyer. She says workers should know the risk they are taking when using the weather as an excuse not to come in.
If you're calling in and not able to come in, the employer is under no obligation to pay you. There's certainly nothing in the Employment Standards Act that would require that, for example.
Stamm says using weather as a reason to miss work is a gray area. It's not like when you're sick and you can get a note vouching for your illness. There's no weather expert that can do the same.
How can you prove that you couldn't get out of your driveway? You know, if you're off sick for a few days, we all accept that the doctor will be that expert note that you bring in. But for weather, I don't even know what kind of note you would bring in for that in the first place. Maybe pictures of your massive snowstorm.
But she adds, no reasonable employer would punish a worker with a good track record for not coming in during a snowstorm. She says the spotlight is often on those workers who already have a problem showing up.
If it was a one-time deal where you, for the first time in 10 years, you're unable to get in, I think the employer would be very hard-pressed to say, you know, first of all, they could never get away with terminating someone's employment, but even disciplining, you know, I think it'd be hard to have any sort of serious discipline around this.
Last week, a winter storm in southern Ontario dumped 35 centimeters of snow in some parts. That day, Environment Canada was advising people to consider postponing non-essential travel. Despite this, Toyota Motor Manufacturing Canada says it's asking a limited number of employees who did not get into work to provide proof of their situation. Stamm says Toyota, like any other employer, is well within its rights. She says whether you're sick, taking a personal day, or have no childcare, your employer can ask for more information. Back out on the street, there are those who take the employer's side on this issue.
It's Canada. We should be used to the cold by now.
If I called in and said I can't get in, a lot of people wouldn't get looked after. So why can't everybody else get in?
People need me at my work, but you get there when you get there. At least you tried. That's the main thing.
The Canada Labour Code clearly defines legitimate leave for federally regulated businesses. Employees taking days off because of illness, bereavement, or compassionate care, to name a few, cannot be punished. But be warned, there's no mention of bad weather in any of the definitions. For CBC Radio, I'm Rubina Ahmed Haq.